Binghamton area man hit by lightning in Florida. A Binghamton area man has been killed in Florida after he was hit by lightning. 42-year-old Scott Wilcox died on July 26 in Fort Myers. He, as well as two others, were hit by lightning. However, Wilcox was the only one to perish in the incident. The family of Scott Wilcox is making arrangements to return his body to the Binghamton area. One man arrested for gold and silver expressions robbery. Police arrested a man they say participated in the robbery of the gold and silver expressions in Binghamton earlier this month. 37-year-old Sherman Norwood was arrested after police were called to a disturbance reported of a man with a gun in the area. Norwood fled but was later caught by pursuing police. Police are still looking for Darwin Young, the other suspect in the gold and silver expressions robbery. Binghamton man arrested for criminal contempt. The Johnson City Police Department arrested a Binghamton man for criminal contempt in the first degree. 49-year-old Robert W. Ayers was arrested after police say he continually attempted to contact his ex-girlfriend by calling her on her cell phone. This was done in violation of an order of protection issued by the Town of Union Court. Ayers was arrested and then arraigned in the Town of Union Court. Ayers has been sent to the Binghamton County Jail. New duties for PA organization despite budget cuts. Bradford County's Children and Youth Service Department is being dealt additional duties after new Pennsylvania legislation. In the past, Bradford County Children and Youth Services has only been responsible for investigating child abuse claims involving caregivers. Other abuse investigations were handled by the police. The new Pennsylvania legislation is calling for the Children and Youth Services Department to investigate all children abuse cases, including cases of abuse by teachers and staff in schools. Despite the increase in workload, the department's state funding has been cut for the next year by $8,000. The expectation, though, is that the county will be providing the lost funds. Local opportunities make donation to offset costs. The Mildred Falconer Truman Foundation recently awarded $5,000 to Tioga Opportunities Incorporated to help offset the cost of one of their most recent large-scale projects. Tioga Opportunities Incorporated recently partnered with the Group Cares 2014 program to bring over 400 high school students and Group Cares staff members to the Tioga County area to help work on 56 Tioga County residential properties. The 400 volunteers split into multiple groups and worked on their properties for a week. Town Justice arrested. The Berkshire Town Justice was arrested on Sunday for endangering the welfare of a child and criminal mischief following an altercation with a female. 45-year-old Charles J. Brunza allegedly threw a phone at a female while she was sitting with her children on a couch. Brunza then allegedly grabbed the female by the wrist while he was attempting to take away her cell phone and keys. When the female tried to dial 911 on the home phone, Brunza was said to have smashed the phone on the ground to prevent her from calling. Brunza was arraigned in the Town of Newark Valley Court and released. He's expected to appear in the Town of Newark Valley Court on August 12th of this year.